Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story. Mayor Johnson's newly picked Board of Education president has been in that post for less than a week, and he's already facing criticism from some city council members about what they call anti-Semitic posts on his social media accounts. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the Anchor Desk with this developing controversy. Jim.
Lisa, 26 city council members, a majority, have signed a letter calling for an apology from Reverend Mitchell Johnson and his resignation from the Board of Education. It follows a report by Jewish Insider that Johnson has a long history of posting anti-Semitic comments online, as well as pro-Hamas statements since last year's October 7th attacks. Among the aldermen who signed the letter was Deborah Silberstein of the 50th Ward, who is the only Jewish member of the city council.
I'm just going to read you one of the things he wrote. My Jewish colleagues appear drunk with the Israeli power and will live to see their payment.
Jewish Insider claims after it published its report, Reverend Johnson posted on Facebook that he would not apologize and does not regret his posts. Mayor Johnson is expected to speak with reporters soon at City Hall, and we're awaiting his response, if any, to the accusations. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Jim, thank you. The new controversy over the mayor's pick for school board president is developing as the mayor looks for city council approval for his administration's plan for how to spend more than $17 billion worth of Chicagoans' tax dollars. The mayor's proposed budget includes a $300 million property tax increase, which goes back on a promise that then-candidate Johnson made during last year's campaign. In his budget address to aldermen this morning, Mayor Johnson blamed what he described as decades of financial mismanagement for the decision to raise property taxes, and said he was determined not to leave a legacy of unpaid bills for future generations.
When I ran for office, I promised to tell people the truth and that I would not support programs that we did not have funds for. And I'm going to stick to that promise.
And city council members already weighing in on the mayor's budget and that property tax increase.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
14 older persons have signed a letter that says in part they reject a property tax increase, and so do their residents. And even mayoral ally and housing committee chair Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez says he and others think there are alternatives to higher property taxes.
I think that a property tax increase is something that we're going to discuss with city council. I cannot support a property tax increase, but I will support a recommendation of the Civic Federation to suspend the payments on the supplemental pension payment.
But budget committee chair Alderman Jason Irvin feels suspending the additional pension payments in lieu of hiking taxes would be fiscally irresponsible.
Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But again, we have to be responsible fiscally in that manner and provide the services and the aspirations of the citizens of our city.
Budget hearings begin next week at City Hall. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
News today, a fire that killed at least three people in far north suburban Zion remains under investigation. CBS News Chicago reporter Mugo Adigwe says crews were called to the home on Enoch Avenue just before midnight last night.
When crews got here, they were immediately told that several people were trapped inside the house. So in addition to putting out the fire, they got to work trying to rescue those people inside. Three people died in the fire.
The three people dead were occupants of the home. A fourth person sent to the hospital is a neighbor. New at 3, FBI agents sounding the alarm about a mass crew behind a string of violent robberies in the Chicago suburbs and two other states.
The FBI Chicago office says there have been a total of 4 incidents between July of 2023 and last month. In each case, 4 suspects armed with assault rifles and hammers and donning what authorities describe as extremely distinctive Halloween masks hold workers hostage while stealing thousands of dollars worth of jewelry from display cases. The initial robbery was reported last July at a Bridgeview shop, then another Bridgeview location this January. Between August and September, investigators say the suspects carried out similar robberies in Dearborn, Michigan and Winchester, Missouri. Authorities say at least 2 of the incidents were captured on video. A $15,000 reward now being offered for information leading to any arrests. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And the FBI is sharing security camera images of the robbers. We'll post those images shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com. A ruckus reported at an early voting site in central Illinois.
It happened at a church serving as a polling place. A man walked in wearing a Trump hat. He was informed that's illegal. It's considered electioneering, not allowed at a polling place. The county clerk says the man refused to take it off and pulled out his camera. He said he was being denied the right to vote. There was an altercation between him and another voter. Election Judge Diane Pritchard spoke to CBS 3 in Champaign.
Children were crying. It was a very disturbing situation.
Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz.
Simply put, we want people to exercise their right to vote freely and fairly, without restriction and without drama.
Now they're discussing security at polling places. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritchker launching a service called Help Stop Hate. It's a confidential service that provides support and resources to people and communities affected by hate. He says people need to stand up and call it out.
At this moment in our history, when some are condoning hateful violence and rhetoric, I encourage Illinoisans to stand up against it. Show up for our communities and report incidents.
Help Stop Hate will provide support to victims and witnesses of hate acts and reporting what happened and connecting them and their communities to other resources. The service is free, confidential, and not affiliated with any law enforcement. Barrington moving forward to installing pedestrian safety gates at its downtown and hillside railroad crossings. The Daily Herald reports demands were made after a 17-year-old was struck and killed by the Metra train early this year at the Union Pacific's Huff Street crossing. That crossing does not have pedestrian safety gates. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Good afternoon, Lisa. The Bears held a walkthrough practice today. Normally today it would have been a full practice, but Matt Eberflus told us that because of the injuries to the offensive line, they did not go all out today. And specifically, Karan Amagaji has a calf injury. He did not practice. Tevin Jenkins limited because of his knee. Braxton Jones also dealing with a knee injury, so he did not practice today. Also on the injury report, Jaquan Brisker still out due to a concussion. Kyler Gordon did not practice today because of his hamstring. And I guess the good news on the offensive line, Ryan Bates was back in practice today, and he would be eligible to return to play for the Bears if they deem that he is 100% healthy. The Bears are at Arizona on Sunday, and the team's still picking up the pieces from a devastating loss. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus still won't discuss the possibility of internal discipline for cornerback Tyreek Stevenson, who was yelling at fans and out of position on Washington's game-winning Hail Mary. We'll hear from Rick Gregg a little bit later on that. The Bulls host Orlando tonight, while the Blackhawks are at San Jose tomorrow night. The White Sox have a new manager, if you didn't hear. It is Will Venable, who just happened to have been the Cubs' first base coach and on that staff with the Cubs between 2018 and 2020. World Series Game 5 is tonight. Dodgers at the Yankees. Yankees got a win to stay alive. The Dodgers lead that series 3-1. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The Score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9.
Family members of a man beaten to death while being detained inside the Cook County Jail are now suing the county over the death of their loved one. WBBM's Terry Keschner is here at the Anchor Desk with that story. Terry.
Yeah, Lisa. Mickey Fisher is the mother of Johnny J. Hendricks III, who was 29 years old when he was beaten by another inmate.
Hey, justice for Johnny. I'll never be able to hug my son again or see him or hear from him. He should not have died in that manner so brutally. He didn't have a chance to run or fight. He didn't have a chance to defend himself.
Hendricks' family says the inmate accused in the beating death was known to be violent and a threat. Hendricks' sister, Malika Hendricks.
I'm never going to be able to see my brother again, and it hurts. Because, I miss him. And I tried to have a relationship with him as much as I could, even though our bond was a bit broken. I still wanted to have him in my life.
The Cook County Sheriff, Cook County Health, and others are named in the lawsuit. The Cook County Sheriff's Office has just released a statement to WBBM saying that it cannot comment on pending litigation, but also says it strongly denies these allegations and looks forward to a full presentation of the facts in court. Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Terry. The trial against Richard Allen continues in Delphi, Indiana. The 52-year-old accused of killing two teen girls who went missing back in 2017, Abby Williams and Liberty German, were found dead one day after they went hiking. Allen was arrested in 2022 and faces two counts of murder and two counts of murder while kidnapping in the deaths. Today, jurors saw two videotaped interviews with Allen and heard from a psychiatrist who said Allen repeatedly confessed to the murders.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.